It's been a while, but this Friday, Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, joins us once again to talk about some interesting events going on in the Granite State. Amy, here in your notes, the theme is comics and cows. How are these linked together this week?
They are both free.
Free events. Well, okay, that sounds good to me. Let's start with comics. It's National Free Comic Book Day.
Yes, this is a holiday of sorts celebrated the first Saturday of May every year since 2002. Exactly what it sounds like. You head to your local participating comic book store and you get yourself some free comic books.
So are these special edition comics that you can pick up? Can you pick up just any comic?
Well, so the comic book publishers put out special editions for Free Comic Book Day.
Okay.
And a lot of times they're sort of specially designed so that even if you haven't read all preceding comic book issues of maybe a popular title, you can still get into it. Sometimes they'll debut brand new comics on Free Comic Book Day. The idea is really to get people to bring in everyone, fans, but then also people who maybe haven't read a lot of comic books or haven't read those particular comic books and get them interested in these new books. And the big one, I spoke to a couple of people and they said the big one this year is Walking Dead. And that has all kinds of different fans. It started out as a comic book. So you have the fans of the original comic book and then fans of the TV show. That's actually one of the ones, if you go online to the Free Comic Book Day website, you can preview some of the books. And I saw a few pages of that one. And it really is something that, fans alike, but you don't really have to know anything about the storyline to be able to get into it.
So who did you talk to for your story in the Hippo this week?
Well, we talked to a couple of people. I talked to one of the owners over at Double Midnight Comics. He talked about how they really make this a big day, kind of almost like a mini Comic-Con right there in the store. They're giving away comics. They also have some local artists that are going to be there. They're going to have people dressed up like pirates, Ghostbusters, Star Wars characters. I also spoke to someone over at Jetpack Comics in Rochester. They do something fun where, in addition to giving away comics right there at the shop, they also have places around the downtown who are giving away comics. They have sort of a scavenger hunt. So that really involves, a lot of the downtown as well. It becomes an event for downtown Rochester.
Gotcha. Okay, let's get to the cows part of the equation that we alluded to at the top of the segment. There is a heifer parade going on at Canterbury Shaker Village.
Yes, so to celebrate the opening day of their season, they open weekends for the first part of May, and then they're going to open daily starting Memorial Day. They are having a heifer parade with food and fiddle on Saturday, running from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
I have a quick question. How do you get cows to line up in parade?
Well, I guess the farmer is very, very skilled at this. So I didn't know this about Canterbury Shaker Village, but last year there was a local farmer from Brookford Farm. They needed a place to graze some cows. Canterbury Shaker Village has some grassland, so they brought cows in. And the executive director, she was telling me that it really kind of brings this liveliness to Canterbury Shaker Village. Before, when it was a working farm, it was sort of a self-sufficient farm. They were big dairy producers. They had a lot of cows. So she said, it's really a way to kind of show people what it was like when it was a working farm.
You can kind of get a feel of what it must have been like.
Exactly. And so they're going to celebrate. They're dropping off the cows in the orchard. The cows are going to parade to some lands where they're going to start the grazing for the season. And then there's also going to be sort of traditional, beginning of spring type celebrations, some folk music, folk dancing, and then later some food, some sausages from Brookford Farm.
Free comics and free cows, sort of. We'll have much more information on these events at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is the editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.